The question that arises is, what will the miners gain when the last Satoshi will be produced? In fact, the problem should be considered not only in 2140s, when the reward will go from 1 Satoshi to 0 Satoshi, but already 4 years earlier, when it will go from 2 to 1. And 4 years earlier still, when it will go from 4 to 2. However, the answer is already there. Miners have two kinds of reward for their work. In addition to the subsidy, they earn from the fees, commissions, granted to them by users who propose transactions that they want to get validated and confirmed on the blockchain. Miners have the right to include the sum of the two components, subsidy plus fees, in the Coinbase transaction. In the light of this fact, it must be considered that while subsidy is currently the most substantial part of the premium that miners pocket, over the years the fee share will take over. This explains the natural scarcity of Bitcoin, which often assumes, for this reason, the narrative of digital gold. Even better, it is indeed a commodity with a predefined maximum quantity, but it has got even a predetermined supply curve. Since the protocol is spread over a distributed network characterized by a consensus mechanism based on a proof of work, there is no single actor that can unilaterally modify any of the parameters or rules embedded in the protocol itself. As long as an actor acts in its own interest, but respecting the rules accepted by the network, its actions are valid and accepted by all. Anyone attempting operations that contravene even one of the shared rules, a miner trying to award itself a bigger prize than is mathematically acceptable, a node propagating invalid transactions, an attempt to spend money that does not meet the rules on control of funds, will risk having wasted time and resources in operations rejected by the rest of the network.